Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's get right into it. We have the Monday night recap of the Steelers and Colts game. So, obviously, let's jump right into it like we do every single week. Every Monday, we recap the Monday night game. So, let's do it. So, let's start off with the Steelers. They won 24 to 17 over the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis. So obviously a great one for the Steelers. The Steelers are 4-7 as the Colts drop to 4-7-1. So obviously the Colts have played an extra game, which they did tie against the Texans, week one in the year. So obviously let's start off with the Steelers. They won. Kenny Pickett, pretty good game. He didn't do a lot. The Steelers didn't ask a lot of him, especially after halftime. Obviously, the Steelers completely manhandled the Colts in the first half. If you just look in the first half, the Steelers were up 16-3. So obviously, the Steelers really got out to an early lead and then just had to run the ball the second half. And that's what you saw. So Kenny Pickett, 20 for 28, 75% completion percentage, 174 yards. So he didn't have a crazy game, no touchdowns, no picks. So they didn't ask Kenny Pickett to do a lot, which for a first-year quarterback, I actually really like that. You just ask him to win you the game, but he doesn't have to be Superman. I love when, teams do that. Honestly, if I had to choose what I would want my rookie starting quarterback to do, it's probably along the lines of this. Maybe a little bit more passing yards, but 20 for 28, no touchdowns, no picks. That is particularly what I would like my first year quarterback to do, who's a rookie. Pickett also had six rushes for 32 yards on the ground, so he had a pretty nice, game on the ground as well. Rushing wise, the Steelers didn't do much. Najee Harris, he started out the first half decent, but he didn't really do much in the second half. Benny Snell Jr., 12 for 62 and a touchdown with 5.2 average yards per carry. And then Najee Harris, just like I said, had a nice first half, 10 carries, 35 yards with a touchdown, but he didn't do much in the second half. And then also Anthony McFarland, third string running back, 6 for 30. So the Steelers did, give it to a couple different running backs, and they all did pretty well. Najee had by far the worst, yards per carry, but what are you gonna do? Receiving wise, George Pickens has quickly become one of the better, targets for the Steelers, and he's really grown a rapport with Kenny Pickett. Obviously, if you have, George Pickens in fantasy, you're probably liking it. He's starting to really pick up some pace here. He had 3 for 57 last night. He also had a super nice catch on the, sidelines. Really nice receiving. He's quickly become, a really, really good player for the Steelers team. And maybe give him a year or two and he could be very good. So he had 3 for 57. Deontay Johnson, 5 for 49. And Pat Freiermuth, 3 for 39. Not really much. Like I said, the Steelers team is kind of a, 50-50 game, where they at best run it half of the time and throw it half of the time, but a lot of the time it's just mostly running. They're a pretty physical running team, which I can sort of understand, but they don't have the offensive line to be a really good running team. So I think the Steelers team is a little bit, further away than we think, but they're still overall a decent team. And then go to defense. Nothing crazy on defense. They had three sacks, obviously. Highsmith had one, Mulota had one, and Terrell Edmunds had one. TJ Watt, pretty quiet game, but nonetheless, every team's defensive game plan is centered around him. So that is for the Steelers. Colts, Matt Ryan, 22 for 34, 199 yards passing, and one touchdown, one pick. So overall, an all right game by Matt Ryan. Didn't do too much, but they were trailing in the whole second half, so they kind of had to come out swinging. Rushing-wise, Jonathan Taylor, 20 for 86 with a touchdown. It's pretty nice. 4.3 yards a carry. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor has been kind of disappointing to start the season, but nonetheless, he is still a phenomenal running back. Obviously, if you drafted him in fantasy, you're probably having a pretty bad year. But Jonathan Taylor is still the same player. They're just not really utilizing him enough. And then Matt Ryan, 4 carries for 22 yards. Obviously, most of those yards were at the end of the game on that last drive. But nonetheless, Matt Ryan did have a nice rushing game. And one thing that's interesting, they did not have a backup running back really play at all. They had Zach Moss go for one carry. But other than that, it was mainly just Jonathan Taylor and Matt Ryan. Receiving, one guy who has quickly become a pretty good player, Jelani Woods, 8 for 98 yards. Pretty nice game. Michael Pittman Jr., 7 receptions, 61 yards and a touchdown. So Michael Pittman is one of those players who you sort of hope and you can see some of the talent Michael Pittman has. But is he a number one? Probably not. But nonetheless, he had a great game. And then Mo Alie-Cox, who is a pretty young, good player. He only had 2 receptions for 14 yards, same as Paris Campbell. Jonathan Taylor, he also had 3 for 12. Another very young, you know, player who has potential to be good, Alex Pierce. He didn't have anything. So kind of a disappointing game. And on defense, obviously, Yannick Ngakoue has been a very good player for the Colts. Obviously, he came over from the Raiders in that trade. I believe he was sent from the Raiders to the Colts for, you know, Rocky Sin, the cornerback. And then obviously Tony Brown had a sack. So pretty decent game. Nothing crazy happened. But overall, we can just go through some of the team stats. And then we can give our overall takeaway. So total yards, Steelers had more, 323 to 290. Passing yards, Colts had more, 180 to 151. Rushing yards, the Steelers actually had a pretty nice game, 172 total yards. Yards per play, pretty much identical, 4.7 to 4.8. First downs, this is crazy, 22 to 19. And then third down efficiency is, you know, where the Steelers did pretty well. They went 7 for 14, and Indianapolis went 3 for 12. But credit to Indianapolis, on fourth down, they went 2 for 3. So they did pretty well. Total plays, 67 to 62. Each team allowed 3 sacks, so not awful, but not great. Penalties, actually was a pretty quiet game for penalties. Only 5 total between the two teams. Steelers had 3 and the Colts had 2. But one of the biggest, you know, takeaways was the turnovers. Obviously, the Colts had a fumble and a interception, and the Steelers didn't have anything. So if your team doesn't turn it over and the other team turns it over twice, you're probably going to have a good chance of winning the game. Honestly, most games that you have, you know, more first downs, better third zone efficiency, and you win the turnover battle by 2, you're probably going to win the game. So overall, it was a pretty decent game. First half was a little bit slow, especially the first quarter. That was very slow. But overall, it was a pretty good game. Just giving my overall thoughts of both teams, we'll start with the Steelers. I think Kenny Pickett's a very interesting player. I think his ceiling is a good, not great quarterback. I think he's kind of in the, you know, middle tier at best. That's what he can be. I don't see him as a, you know, star player. Usually when you have a star quarterback, he really, you can really see very quickly within the first 3 to 4 games that he has that it factor and he's going to be a star. I just don't see it with Kenny Pickett. I think he's a good, not great quarterback, but in that division, you need a great quarterback because the Browns have Deshaun, which he is playing next week. Baltimore, they have Lamar, which say what you want about Lamar. He is a star quarterback. And obviously the Bengals have Joe Burrow, who is a top 5 quarterback in this league. So unless you're in the AFC West where all the quarterbacks are good, yes, Russell Wilson is having a bad year, but he's still a good quarterback. Unless you're in the AFC West and the worst quarterback is, you know, like Derek Carr, then you can't have the worst quarterback in your division. Unless if you have the perfect roster around the quarterback. You saw that with Jimmy G in the 49ers. Unless you have the perfect roster, like a 49ers roster, you're not going to win games unless you have, you know, not a bottom quarterback in your division. Now, I think Jimmy G is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, but honestly, I think Kenny Pickett is, at best, a middle-tier quarterback. So, even with all the right pieces around him, he's going to be middle-tier. Now, may I be wrong, and he, you know, is better than a middle-of-the-pack quarterback? Sure. But I just don't see a world where he's played, you know, like 7 games and he still doesn't show any flashes of stardom. So I think the Steelers are more of a good, not great team. I think week in and week out, they're very competitive because of Mike Tomlin and the defense. But overall, I don't see the Steelers being a good team within the next 2 years. I really don't. Going to the Colts. The Colts have sort of the same issue, except they're in a worse quarterback position. The Colts, at least the Steelers have a potential franchise quarterback. The Colts just seemingly, you know, year in and year out the last half decade, they've been just washing through quarterbacks every single year. And I really think they need to make a splash. I really do. Because Indianapolis isn't that bad of a place to play. You have a smart GM who, certain things he's very good. He's actually a pretty good drafting GM. But he doesn't want to take the big swings on the offensive players, in particular the quarterback position. And I think this Colts team actually has a lot of talent, but they don't have the quarterback to, you know, piece it all together. And that's why, and I'm going to give credit to myself, they should have kept Carson Wentz. And I said it before this year started. Yes, I thought Matt Ryan was better because I seemingly thought the offensive line wasn't going to be atrocious, and it is. I think Carson Wentz is exactly the quarterback they need because you have a decent offensive line. It's not as good as we thought it was going to be, but it's still a good offensive line. And you put Carson Wentz behind that. He is a playmaker who can scramble out of the pocket, avoid sacks, and can make the big play down the field. And I thought that's what Indianapolis needed. And they had that last year, and Carson Wentz didn't play bad. Carson Wentz was 27 touchdowns and 7 picks. Yes, say what you want about the fumbles and, you know, some of the boneheaded mistakes he had last year and losing to Jacksonville and the Raiders to miss the playoffs. That team with Carson Wentz was a good team. They could beat most teams week in and week out. they were very competitive. So, and it's not like the AFC got significantly better. Yes, Russell Wilson and the Broncos gotten better, but not really. On paper, they got better. But they're just as bad of a team as they were last year, if not worse. So, I think if you honestly put the Colts and Carson Wentz, if you put last year's Colts team on this roster this year, I think the Colts could have been they could have been at least in the playoff hunt. I don't think they're in the playoff hunt this year. I think they could have been fighting for that 7 seed. And I just don't see it with the Colts team this year. I think they really need to make a big swing for a potential, you know, quarterback that's going to be in the market. Derek Carr, he's rumored to be out of the Raiders after this year, which I think he could be a very good piece for this Colts team. Or do you want to make a big splash and go for Aaron Rodgers, as you could probably get him on a little bit of a discount because he's going to be coming off his worst year in the last, you know, 4 years. And he was injured this year. So you're going to get a fresh Aaron Rodgers at a bit of a discount, and you could have him for a potential, you know, 2 seasons. And this roster is a pretty good roster with the Colts. They have good pieces. They have a great running back. So I think the Colts should really take a big swing and go for a quarterback. They have extra draft capital because of the Carson Wentz trade. Yes, they traded for Matt Ryan, but they still got more compensation for Carson Wentz. So I think the Colts really need to make a big swing at the quarterback position. If not, you're just going to see this Colts team year in and year out be, you know, middle of the pack, 8-9 team. So that's just my takeaway. Bit of a long episode today, but can't complain about it. Hope you guys had a great start to your week, though. Obviously, I'm going to be looking forward to the Thursday night game. That's going to be a pretty good one, but hopefully you guys enjoyed, and peace.